You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Thursday encouraged the faithful to ask the Lord for help whenever they feel they may be resisting his grace. The Pope was speaking during his homily at morning mass in the Casa Santa Marta. Finding inspiration in the opening prayer of the day, "May your grace conquer the obstacles caused by our sins," Pope Francis said, each of us have obstacles in our hearts which resist God's grace. He warned in particular against various types of obstacles. The ones he called open obstacles that are born of good faith, like in Saul's case, when he resisted grace but was convinced he was doing God's will before he was converted by Jesus. Open obstacles are healthy, the Pope said, in the sense they are open to the grace of conversion. The most dangerous obstacles, according to Francis, are the hidden ones, because they do not show themselves. Each of us, he said, have our own way of resisting grace, but we must recognize it and allow the Lord to purify us. Francis then spoke of three types of hidden obstacles. The obstacle of empty words, which is when one says a diplomatic yes, but really means no.
Dire di sì, sì, tutto sì. Molto diplomaticamente, ma no, no, no.
And then he said there is the obstacle of words that justify. That's when a person constantly justifies himself. He always finds a reason to oppose. Too many excuses, the Pope said, do not exude the good aroma of God, but the bad stink of the devil. A Christian, he said, has no need to justify himself. He is justified by the word of God. And then he said there is the obstacle of accusatory words. When we accuse others so as not to look to ourselves, in this case too, we are resisting conversion and grace, as illustrated by the parable of the Pharisee and the publican. Pope Francis concluded pointing out that the resistance to grace is actually a good sign, because it shows that the Lord is working in us.
Io vi dirò non avere paura quando ognuno di voi, di noi, trova che nel suo cuore ci sono resistenze.
And he invited us to make the obstacles fall away in order to allow grace in. Wherever the Lord is, there is a cross, the Pope said, be it a small one or a big one. And it is resistance to the cross and to the Lord that ultimately brings redemption. So when there are obstacles, we must not be afraid, but ask the Lord's help and acknowledge that we are all sinners. I'm Linda Bordoni.